Time now for your comments, and we have lots of emails to catch up on. In our report of the first meeting of Iraq's transitional legislature last week, we played this welcome from an Iraqi official.
This is a historic event that comes after the first democratic election by our beloved Iraq.
After hearing that clip, listener Ann Sargent wrote, I'm curious, were we hearing a translator's voice, or was that session actually held in English? If the latter, that might be a story in itself. Well, yes, that official was speaking in English. He later spoke in Arabic. Both languages are often used in Iraq when foreign dignitaries and media attend such events. By the way, it's our policy at NPR to tell you when a source is speaking through a translator. We had many comments this week about our coverage of the Terry Schiavo case. In one interview, NPR's Ari Shapiro said that one of the reasons the case has gained such attention is that it's become, quote, a cause célèbre for abortion opponents. That drew this comment from Jim Wojcik of Hannibal, Missouri. Shapiro's answer overlooked the cause of the public outcry. The pro-life community is engaged because the decision on this woman's life is being made by a man who has moved on to another woman and seems ill-suited to be taking Schiavo's end-of-life decision away from her parents. A very different view from Brad Cooper of St. Augustine, Florida, who writes, in almost every report, the majority of time is devoted to the actions of Ms. Schiavo's parents, her husband's side of the issue, fighting to follow his wife's wishes and let her die with dignity, is given short attention. This bias has resulted in Mr. Schiavo being seen as a somewhat evil ghoul, plotting against the morally crusading parents. In an interview on another subject, Secretary of Homeland Security Michael Chertoff told Steve Inskeep that managing terrorism should involve something, quote, not terribly different from what we did with organized crime. To that, Deb Slater of Yellow Springs, Ohio writes, I think someone needs to point out that when John Kerry suggested managing terrorism in this way, he was lambasted by the Bush people, even though it is the appropriate approach to take, more reasonable and probably more effective than preemptive war. Some corrections now. In my interview about Persian music, I said Sunday marked the beginning of the Iranian New Year, but I got the year wrong. The new year is 1384. In our story about a hate crime in Santa Fe, we said that city had the second largest number of gay couples in America. We meant to say the second largest per capita. Another math mistake, in our report about computer scientist Donald Knuth, we left off a zero. A very important zero, 256, written in binary, is not 10 million, but 100 million. And finally, we got a fair number of letters about the word Z-O-U-N-D-S, zounds. That's the title of a new book about interjections. Matt Correal of River Forest, Illinois, was among the listeners who wrote to say, I mispronounced the word. Any self-respecting Shakespearean actor, he writes, will tell you this exclamation comes from the phrase God's wounds, and it's pronounced zounds. But alas, we did some digging and found that even in Shakespeare's time, both pronunciations were used. Today, the pronunciation zounds is preferred, though in some Shakespeare productions, you may still hear the occasional zounds. And please, when you write, give us the preferred pronunciation of your name and tell us where you live. Our email address is morning@npr.org.